Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to day nine. So, how are you all doing? Did the setup for the weekend work better for you, where we had kind of like a semi days off, but it allowed you to choose when you were ready to receive the guidance that the assistants was wanting to bring through? I wanted to kind of touch base and see how you all were doing and see if that worked better for you. Because I know we have got a lot not only going on in the collective energies, but also within ourselves as we are, bringing these things up to the surface that we dug into last week. And then there's also the astrological aspects that are really, playing a role with the purge right now, and that was hence why it wanted me to do this 21 days leading up in this month before next month's 4-week separate program. I know last night, I think they said it was around 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there was a spike in the Schumann residence, and that there was a definite influx and increase of light codes coming in. Of course, it listed all the symptoms that you might feel. Because on my Instagram page, I think I said this yesterday, I share a lot to my stories because it's easy. Just that's really the only way Instagram lets you share, unless you screenshot the picture, download it, and then use an app to reshare it back. But there's this couple accounts I follow that list kind of the daily rundown of what's going on with the energies and what symptoms you may be feeling. And like I had said, almost 100% there'll be things I'm experiencing. And so we have a lot going on in so many different ways coming at us and also from within us. So it's okay, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, like, oh my God, what did freak did I sign up for? This is a little more than I was bargaining or expecting. So hang in there. Anyone that tells you healing is pretty and fun and peaches and cream, love and light, they're feeding you snake oil. Healing is not pretty. And so often we try to run away and run around the pain, the suffering, and what is the root or the culprit seems to be being our little trigger that just keeps kind of coming in and biting you in the ass or pinching you the back of the arm, trying to get your attention, like, I'm still here. You can't get rid of me, or you haven't dealt with me. It may be like that little chatter that you're hearing. Apologies, I have got feel like I'm itching all over. And I think that was one of the symptoms was itching. And I noticed, oh, excuse me, I've got all these little cuts. And I've had this before in the past. The only reason I realized I had these is till I went to either work with something with my hands. I went to put some face cream on this morning. It's like, wow, what's burning? I have a little cut, like a little slit. But if you try to look at it, it looks like it's more like just an indention in my skin, which is weird, but it burns like a puncture wound because I put some of the thieves hand sanitizer on it. And it's a cut. It burns. I've got two on the top of my foot. The only reason I realized it was there when I put my house shoes on this morning, I was like, ooh, what? Something in my shoe. Kind of felt like something bit me. And when I pulled my shoe off, I was like, son of a gun. And there was nothing inside my shoe. I've got right under my nose, I've got a little cut there. A cut on my kind of like in your sacrum area, in your glutes. And there was a cut there. It seems like there's one other place. And the thing is, the reason I'm bringing this up is Wednesday is the 11/11 portal gateway day. And hasn't been this potent since 1919. And thing is, you've got the 11, 11, 20, 20. So you have the double doubles. And so it's going to be each are going to be reflecting themselves. And we're still playing in that thinning veil. Because I already been receiving this guidance, and then I read it. It was almost like confirmation, where it was saying, don't come from a place of fear when you hear me say this, but do what you need to do right now to protect yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, because there are beings and forces that are coming out to cause harm. And because being that the veils are thinner, things are coming in more, especially if you have thoughts of, these old belief systems, these old fears, you're attracting like a moth to light things to you that match those same energies. And so we can have things that are coming through the portal. And it takes me back to a TV show that used to air here in the, I guess, late 90s, early 2000s. Called the ghost, I think it was called the Ghost Whisperer. I think that was right. The lady in the lead was Jennifer Love Hewitt, and so she, can see and hear spirits, and she helps them pass over. And I just remember this one episode. There was a in a basement. It was as if it was an active portal, and things were escaping out of it. And it was wrecking havoc, in the town and in people's lives, and she was trying to get these demonic energies back into that portal. And that's a lot of what has come through. And hence the cuts and stuff. Sometimes we can have spirits come in that mean us harm, and they can cut us and injure us. It's like I in the past I've gotten up with bruises, and I'm like, well, where do these come from? But I knew I had traveled to other realms and timelines, and so things can happen to us in those other time frames. And you may be noticing a lot of different things because the energy is potent right now, all the way up to Wednesdays, and then it typically lasts about 3 days before and 3 days after, where it's really still potent. So it is wanting me to go ahead and do one of the sound healing on Wednesday. That will be a recording that will be emailed out to you because that's my day. I travel to the neighboring state for my chiropractor. So I will get that to you all that you all can listen to and allow it to assist you with not only protection but clearing out. Because we're all going to be continuing that purge individually and collectively. And as things start to heighten here in the US, as the truth really comes out about the election and things get flipped, inverted back to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like right now, everything has been flipped upside down. The truth has been inverted to support the darkness. And so the darkness thinks they have won. And the thing is, there's so many people out there right now saying love has won. Bless their souls. That's all I'm going to say on that. So we have to work on getting this inversion back so it's sitting upright and that the truth can truly be shown in all its facets. Because if you do it upside down, it's going to come out inverted. So as that turns back up, a lot is going to come out of it. Because you got to think, if you're in a car and you're in an accident and it rolls, things are going to be falling all over the places. And then when it finally comes back up on its wheels, all this stuff falls on top of you. And it's like, whoa, where did that come from? So it was almost like you got shook. We're in the think of it as like a one of those shakers that bartenders use where they shake. shake up all your seat, you know, your different liqueurs and any, you know, other things they added to it. They're shaking it up and then they're going to pour it. So you've been shaking, but then they're going to pour it, but it's upside down. So when that car comes back up, everything's upside down and it all falls on you. And that's kind of how I'm seeing it's going to feel. That everyone's going to feel like, oh, hell, you know, everything's just falling. Either things are falling apart, things are falling on you, you're falling on things. Don't see that as bad. See it as something that's good for you. Okay. And I know this is kind of a long-winded explanation. Another thing I want to touch on, this was something that came through very clear this week, and why, you know, we were kind of dabbling in this, allowing for some downtime to receive the assistance when you needed. It was saying that that's how it would be best for us all to receive this, these energies and information over the rest of the 21 days, is to have it just come in as a recording for you. And I see that we still should meet up. Let me pull up my calendar. I feel like there could be 1 to 2 times a week that we would still meet live, kind of for like a Q&A. And it would probably be after I would have already done the daily recording, but it would be a time for us to show up, connect with one another, see what's going on, kind of just see how everyone's doing and where you're at. So kind of you can reply back to or send me an email and kind of let me know what you're thinking, because I will send out a separate email separate from MailChimp where I send the daily to let everyone know, since you know no one was here today, to let you know the update. And that would allow you to kind of be more in charge, so you get to decide when you want to receive the information. Because I know many of you all are in different time zones, and it allows you to choose to listen in your morning or in your evening, whatever it is you want to, and not feel, I don't really want to say obligation, because there's an obligation to yourself, but maybe feel guilty because if you can't show up live to be here with me, like I told all of you all, to not stress yourself if you couldn't be here live. It's completely okay. I like doing them live because I want to allow for that human connection, but I know many practitioners much rather just send out a recording. And you can kind of let me know, but my plan is we will touch base. You all can reply back to me on the email. Let me know, what days would work best for at least once or twice if needed, like a Q&A session. Wednesdays are out since I have to travel on those days, so I'm rest on those mornings. So I'm thinking either like Tuesday, or either like Tuesday, Friday, or say Sunday. One of those 3 days, we can see which works best and connect. And so we'll just kind of can continue on where I will send you out the daily recording. And I'm setting it to, yes, it's coming out in the middle of the night, probably for all of us here on the Eastern time zone, because I'm trying to pick up everyone else that's in other time zones, so they have a better chance to listen early on in the morning. So you all can let me know your thoughts. So that's kind of the plan moving forward. So at this point, unless you all let me know anything different, I'm planning on we are going to come live on Friday the 13th. That's this coming Friday. And so yeah, we've got a big week energetically. Yeah, so but know that there'll be the separate email on Wednesday, the 11/11, that'll have the sound healing, okay? So let's get into today's session. So yesterday, excuse me. Well, first of all, let me say this. If you were falling behind and you've had to, you know, you've missed a few days, stay the course on, so say the last day you did was day six, and you want to show up today for day nine, you've missed a chunk of supportive information. It's almost like we're building a staircase, like the picture I use. We are up leveling. So you need every nugget to keep rising higher up. And what went out this weekend was a lot of support and for you to dig into yourself a little bit more and get a better understanding. Because yesterday I was asking for assistance that would allow us to best use all the acquired wisdom that was in our trinkets or relics that we were gifted, that was going to help with boosting your confidence and trust in yourselves. Because the thing is, you're not going to allow yourself to up level in any shape, form, or fashion if you don't have confidence and trust in yourself. So last week's intention was to work through a lot of those inner child wounds that keep us in that perpetual seeking something to satisfy and pacify that inner child is having the tantrum of what it couldn't have and doing whatever it needed to keep attracting the things into your life that would mirror what it is would satisfy this need, but it was in that inverted format. And then so each day up till now, it's been working to finish that, then to clear out, balance the meridian that was being affected, and then to step into with this week where we're working with the crystals. We're going to be deepening that process in a way that goes into what the inner child wounds were revealing, what's going on in your life, what is mirroring to you in your day-to-day life that is mirroring those wounds. And even if you've gone over here and you've addressed that inner child, there's still things in your life that are going to have to play out that were the plot was created from these core wounds, if that's making sense. So today's asking is, what assistance is needed to clear away any ego fears or programming that is creating any hesitation in your creation process due to old beliefs and hurts that leave you feeling you aren't deserving or worthy to have what you are creating? So the assistance that arose was the abalone shell. And I know Holly wrote on there, even though this is not a shell, I mean, even though this is not a crystal, it still has many healing attributes. And the thing is, many people who work with crystals and gems, they can create it into a jewelry piece. I have some earrings that they have taken sections of the shell and they've rounded it or shaped it. And so they have their dangles. I've seen pendants, bracelets. So it can still be adorned like a gemstone if someone who takes it and molds it into such. So there was a couple articles I had open. Because what they refer this to is, they call it the Mother Ocean, because many gem or crystal people will call it the Mother of Pearl, because that's what's inside the abalone shell. It's that beautiful iridescence inside. Let me do a screen share so you can see this really pretty picture. So here you see this beautiful shell. How gorgeous is that? And let me just scroll down through here through quick. This isn't the one. That is, there's one. Oh yeah, all different colors. about their I love these type. And that really gets into that pearlescent, you know, the traditional pearl color. And see, there's some people have flattened, have made into the pendant type. And that just really pretty. And yeah, it does to me remind me of the ocean and the pretty colors and the waves and things like that. So let me get my screen small again. Okay. Sorry, my mind is just like, I just went, looking at the shell, I got sucked in real quick and it was, give me a second. Okay, apologies for that. I was saying I got sucked into the shell. It was like I was in a spiral, and it's like the connection between the brain to take the information to bring it out the mouth. It was like and it felt so exhausting. So something is, for me personally, or I'm picking up something that one of you all is feeling, something with that brain in connection with the voice. And I kind of was feeling it with my jaw. It was to me as if it was an unwinding, because I, you know, with all that I've got, that I've had in the past with my jaw, and there's like a little bit of like that tenderness underneath that you kind of get, like if you had sucked on like a sour candy, where, you know, it grabs your glands. That's kind of what I'm feeling. So if that's you that's experiencing this, you may just want to work it out. Make the V, go up, and, you know, hug your ear and just kind of sit there and hold it a minute. And you can kind of just rest your hands underneath your jaw. Kind of allow it to just sit there and get warm. And you can allow your hands just to slowly shift down. And you see, it doesn't look like my hands are moving at all. It just tells you how fine that movement is. It's barely just enough to just feel like that little bit of stretch, like where your fingers touching your face, you might feel just the littlest movement. And it's more, it's just kind of like a gentle rocking. And just do that to where it feels like it feels good. And then you might even kind of go up behind it, you know, and hug it like this. And then work the back, then bring it down. And you may even work all the way around to the back of your head to where you're just holding it and just gently pulling down. It's like a pumping action. And feeling that there's something there. It could be in every one of us, or even just one of you. It's getting bottled up here in this, because the back of the head, right where the brainstem comes in, is actually references a whole nother chakra. And I've had so many different teachers call it many different things. And they talk about how that's the area where, you know, our consciousness is injected into us. And if you think back to movies like The Avatar, it's connected in the back of the head, and they've got that tether. And then you think of movies that tap into the transhumanism, where they turn us into robots. They hook you into the back of your head. And I think even the movie The Matrix, they're hooked into the back. So there's a lot going on back here. And many of us are having a lot of pain and pressure and things going on there. Things were trying to wake up. So something was happening for one of us. Alrighty. So with the abalone shell, it helps with bringing that calmness because it's connecting you with the ocean energies. And any of you who love water will love this connection that's going to bring, because it's almost like it's going to bring all those attributes that you think of if being in the ocean or being by it. It's that very calming. You know, you might even be able to hear the sounds of the waves coming, you know, the qualities of the salt and how beneficial it is. So there's many things that might be, I don't want to say the word trigger, but it'll be activated within you that has a very calming ability. So let me get on down here because there were several things in this one article I wanted to read. So it also is bringing in the, almost like we have an animal totem, because an abalone shell is, it's a mollusk. And it's a one-sided, so on the bottom it has tentacles and I think it said feet. So it's just the upper shell, so it's almost like a snail. And they call it the ear of the ocean, because they said it looks like an ear and it mounts on the side of rocks. And so almost like I see it, you know, if you cup your ears, it's like you can really hear yourself more than if you're not. Kind of like if you had headphones on. So it's almost like it's going to work to help reverberate back to you what message is trying to come out of you. Does that make sense? Many of us have times that we can't hear ourselves. It's because our ego is, la, 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 I don't hear anything. Let's go over here and watch the black box. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Da, 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 da. You know, it just tries to distract you. This is going to come in and say, you can't not hear me, because I am going to echo it back to you to the point where you're going to be like, I'm talking in my head. I see a lot of that is going to be coming with this one. Let's see. Talks about how it's very very purifying and energizing attributes. Many use it as like a vessel when they're smudging. They'll put sand in it, and so they'll have their sage burning, and you know, you have your fan to feather it. So it's used in a lot of cultures in ceremonial times. Let's see. Let me get back to where I'd found what I wanted to read. And this one article goes into the ruling planets, and it says Moon is the ruler's, or the ruler heavenly body of the abalone shell. And if you even think of it, you look inside, that iridescence almost looks like if you were looking at the water and seeing the reflection of the moon shining down. And so those of you who connect with that moon energy, this is definitely going to amp it up. So let's see. So the iridescence of the abalone comes directly from the moon. It protects and nourishes you. It is the ruler of energy and strength. The moon blesses with beauty and love. It also amplifies the cleansing power of the abalone. It's even saying if you were to make an elixir with the energy of the abalone, if you sprinkle that on your body, it says skin problems and disorders would disappear. So I like this other aspect. It's talking about the numerical vibration of the abalone shell is a 7. And it says 7 is a spirit number. It brings wisdom from within so that you can dispel the materialistic distractions congested in your life. And that's basically what I was just saying, where I was giving you the description about you know, how your ego will try to distract you from everything but yourself. The shell is going to act as a way to almost echo back to you. Let's see. It It said, you can bring luck and success in your life. Seven is the grand total of creativity. And that's what I was asking, you know, helping you, you know, to dispel those old beliefs that leave you feeling that you're not deserving or worthy of what you are creating. And so you've got the creativity number of three and the wisdom number of four. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Okay. Just read this real quick. So where it's talking about how the abalone shell is not a gemstone or healing crystal, it is the shell of the mollusk. It is held because of its history of acting as a healing component in the history and folklore of yesterday. If this is the first time you're coming across the healing properties of abalone shells, we will teach you everything you need to know. So it says its scientific name is Halotus. That's my name in it. Which means ear of the sea. It refers to the flattened side of the shell. These colorful shells are also called the mother of pearls in different places. They were believed to be the gift of the sea. It can help in fertility as well as calming for over-energized people. So if you're someone who's ADHD, you're going to want to find you an abalone pendant or something they've made into a necklace or a bracelet or earring, something that you can wear on you to help calm down and simmer you down. It says it represents the element of water as well as the teal sky. Abalone shells have receptive energies. Same as why many shells break easily, as human tensions and stress might be unbearable for it. Even crystals can do that. They will break if, say, you're wearing it and you go through something like a huge upheaval or argument. They are known to either fracture or some have exploded. I've had some explode. I was around somebody that was, you know, erupting and it exploded. And I've had some that fractured themselves. Let's see. So the mother of pearl shells is ideal for fluid retention in the body. And you got to think, when you build up fluid and you bloat, you're holding on to something. You're holding on to old ideologies, old beliefs, old hurts and pain. And then also we bloat to protect ourselves. Hence, a lot of times when we're getting a lot of gamma or solar rays coming at us, our bodies will naturally bloat to kind of keep us in a suspension of fluid, because it protects us so that we don't, that bombardment of energy doesn't overwhelm us. And that's how I see this is happening. Because whenever we have those feelings of not feeling worthy or deserving, we can feel really crammy, crappy, and feeling like the world is coming down on us. And that's exactly, goes back to the very beginning when I said, when the car flips up back correctly, everything is going to fall on top of you. And that's how you feel when you don't feel deserving or worthy to have something. So, going on, it says it activates all the chakras and helps to attain a sense of total balance. Perfect. It can relieve disorders in severe or malignant stages as well. It's excellent for pregnant women as it can help the body with, or the baby, sorry, within your womb to calm down. It is also helpful for women and men with a lack of potency. It helps protect the body from fatigue to low pressure as well. It says it's also excellent to protect from sunburn and nerve damage. It can increase stamina and strength. So it says it's ideal for people trying to enter the world of divinity and extra powers, which is what we're doing. Where, you know, the previous days we've been working with your trinkets and your relics that you gifted yourself. So you were dabbling in more and more of your gifts and abilities, your powers, the divinity that's within you. We're bringing it out. We're giving birth to it. We're awakening it, and we're allowing all this to assimilate in from your cosmic connection. It can help you to transform. It is a healing shell with the power to connect to higher energies. Unlike pearls, it will not break. As abalone shells are softer, it will create layers according to your crystal works. It can help you visualize your dreams and seek wisdom in life. It changes the wearer completely using dream recall and karmic therapies. The pink-like luster reflects the power of abalone on others as it transforms your aura too. The colorful healing shell is an excellent magnet to attract wealth and prosperity. Let's see. This is because of 100% organic origin, abalone shells have a power better than most healing crystals. If you can feel, it can feel you and talk to you, unlike most gemstones that need to be bonded. It can fill the void and help you resolve your inner issues. It is an antidepressant healing crystal that can bring down anxiety attacks. Crystal lovers say that grabbing an abalone shell strongly can relieve the worst of nightmares. It says, gift it to your little kid now, or your human self. Your adult, gift it to your inner child, especially if you were someone who had nightmares or believed that the boogeyman was going to come out of the closet and get you. So it says the interesting power of these healing shells is that they can support you when you are feeling lonely. It's excellent for a traveler as well as kids who may feel homesick. It's excellent for teenagers to learn peace and creativity. So it says that they are truly the gift of the ocean. We who celebrate the gift of nature, healing crystals shouldn't overthrow gift of the sea. Will bring calmness and energy to our being, simultaneously helping us to evolve. Can activate multiple chakras. Let me open up this other article. Apologies, something is like, whew, it's coming through. It's already like working. It's magic. My eyes are burning. Apologies if you see me squinting or closing my eyes, they are burning. It's almost like if you were having to look at the sun and you're squinting and how it makes your eyes real sensitive. So it may not just be me. Let's see, there was something here. Let me find where it was. I like this. It helps with keeping a beautiful mind. And when you have a beautiful mind, it helps to keep that negative thoughts out, because it says it can purify all the negative feelings and energies. I like that. It says it can also increase empathy and tolerance. Helps with enhancing the capacity of imagination, which a lot of times we need when we're in that creative process. Because the thing is, like, you know, go back to how you were as a kid. I loved creating and imagining and imaginary worlds everywhere. Like little cracks in the sidewalk or a road. And, you know, this was so-and-so's place or this was this business. And I loved being on my bike. So I was always creating these imaginary worlds. If you were one of those kids as well, take yourself back to that time. And create everything then, and then bring it into the adult life. And it may be just totally brilliant, and there may need to be a little tweaking. But you could go it that way and just see where it takes you. Let's see. It goes on to say, let me just read this because it's talking about the imagination. So it says it's an essential gemstone in the creative field. It is also great for those who want to make some new services. The talent as a developer must bloom. The stone may sense the value that people want. So you may start to notice where you're feeling and hearing people that you're planning to work with, what is it their desires are? So when you do start to work one-on-one with clients, because I think every one of us here in this program right now, and some in the future, we're somebody that has our own business or we're interacting with others. And so that ability to be able to know exactly what they want, be able to tune into them, is valuable, because some businesses don't have that knack. And so I like how it's going to heighten that. And also, that is a cosmic gift that you've brought through. And we're all capable of having it, just not everyone's activated that. So it also says, abalone actually combines the ideas of strength and serenity in equal manner, as you'll discover, and welcome it into your own life. So it says it's beneficial when it comes to the stimulation of the psychic development. It can also help in enhancing the intuition as well as some of your other psychic gifts. Not only that, it may also help in increasing the capacity to be more open and expressive. And many people that don't feel deserving and worthy, they don't like to share. They keep it to themselves. They may talk like that where you can't hear them. I can't tell you times how I've come across someone on social media. You know, they're in a group and they're sharing. Like, and I'm getting closer to it. Like, what are they saying? You know, they're talking down here. It's like they're talking under their breath and they won't look, because they're constantly, they're in that state of doubting themselves. Like, I'm not worthy for anyone to show up, to listen. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to be heard or seen. So why would I be boisterous and be out there where I'm just going to kind of hide? Stay quiet over here, like you maybe have always been told to be. So this is going to help bring it out. Let's see. So it says it's essential in encouraging cooperation between you and other people, whether at work or dealing with others in your personal life. But it's essential in calming you, especially if you're tend to get hot throttled, it says. It helps with working through various emotional conditions, whether they are situations from the past or present. So there's many health benefits. It talks about how it helps strengthen the structure of your body, improves your heart function. It strengthens the muscle tissue as well as boosts your immunity and ability of the body to integrate proteins. It helps with digestion and alleviates the different symptoms of arthritis and joint disorders. And it brings the feelings of well-being and relaxation. And it breaks it down into wealth and relationships, which, as always, I will share the links. You can read all these articles on your own. So kind of the final thoughts on this one, this says that the abalone shell may help in promoting the feelings of serenity and peace. It is beneficial in inspiring you to be kind and compassionate to others. It's also urging you to release sadness, old hurts, and anger. All three of those are connected to you not feeling deserving and worthy. So let me jump over to this last article. There was something I wanted to share here. Because it also talks about how it carries the energies of protection as well, not just the emotional balance. It says it brings with it a natural shielding that blesses the person holding it with tranquility. It's very helpful for those going through emotional turmoil, or those having a hard time dealing with a situation or a relationship. It says, through its soothing energies, it provides a layer of protection that perches the spirit up with the confidence necessary to view situations from a new, more understanding perspective. And if you haven't caught on over the last 8 days, one of my biggest things that I help people get is a brand new perspective. Because when you can see the grand big picture, you can better understand what everybody was experiencing, not just yourself. Because the only way to truly heal is you have to see the whole picture and be willing to maybe ask for forgiveness for your reaction, how you reacted to what happened, how you chose to respond within yourself, what emotions came up, and be willing to forgive yourself for only being willing to see that one perspective when you were hurt. Let's see. So they say one way, if you're feeling upset or you're feeling out of balance, maybe those feelings of unworthiness and being undeserving are really overwhelming you. They say if you need this, you know, imagine, you know, you're holding that shell and you might even have a smaller piece that has been broken down and you're holding on to it. And imagine the waves of peace, beauty, love and compassion washing over you like a healing wave from the ocean. It's almost like enveloping you and it's washing away and cleansing your spirit and your energies around you. And that definitely that reharmonizing of you. It says it helps you to be open and expand your consciousness, which can be very beneficial if you're having relationship issues. A spiritual mental shift is just what you need to look at a situation from a loving and compassionate perspective. There's a lot more there. I was just seeing if anything else wanted to be shared. Okay. So let's allow ourselves to receive this amazing assistance today. So assume your position. Alrighty. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we align with the abalone shell. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. 928-3746-291-8-1142. Put your left palm over your right and allow all this beautiful assistance to wash over you like the waves of peace and tranquility that it represents. It's like a double clearing there. And it is kind of like a wave, you know, how it'll wash over you. And then as it pulls back, you know, wave, you know, pulls back out. It's kind of how it felt. All right. So that is the end for today. Yes, today's went longer. There just seemed to be a lot that needed to be shared today that kind of went hand in hand with today's theme around the not feeling worthy or deserving. So until tomorrow, keep on shining. And like I say, look for my email regarding what I was discussing in the beginning about where we'll just send out the recording and we'll designate a date this week that we'll meet together for a Q&A. And from there. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Much love. Bye-bye.